How are you doing? I've been thinking about this question. I think I began another homily like this just a couple weeks ago. A normal question, but one with a little more oomph behind it these days. I imagine it's a hard one for any of us to answer right now. Our responses may be better if the question were delayed a bit, we could think. How am I doing? Ask me after the JPSO start wearing body cameras, perhaps, or after a more just bail system is developed, or after citizens start believing in, taking ownership of, institutions again. How am I doing? Ask me after Arizona and Texas and Florida get off this Swiss Alp gondola ride of rising COVID numbers, or after we're able to properly mourn our dead, especially our elderly who have passed away these last few months. Or after that great after, the scientist emerges from her laboratory cave shouting Eureka and holding aloft that vaccine of vaccines. Of course, this is not the reason for my uptick in receiving this question, but with this general backdrop, personal additions, which we all bring with us this morning, can make it a bit much. That's how I felt this week, sitting in my brother's newly closed house, or really on his newly closed countertop, close enough to hear St. Rita's bells chiming, far enough away to be staring off into galaxies unknown. A parish change is normally taxing, not really for the stuff to come, but for the stuff still to conclude, the transition steps, the relationship adjustments. I still don't precisely know what's to come for me. Apparently the Pony Express has been brought back to existence with my transcript delivery over the quarantine period. But I'm still very grateful for the discernment, the movement, the general direction. It's just all the specifics, the first stuff of how you are doing answer. So it was the other night, as I was sitting on that countertop of that empty house, the electricians having completed their first day of excavating sewage and waterboard era connections, the electricians having just relayed that those one-of-a-kind sconces the previous owners had left would not be going back up on the walls. Who knew making workable pieces out of plumber's pipe and with wood backing was a code violation? But they really liked those sconces. I mean, they really, really liked them. Another thing for the list. Another thing to page after internet page thumb through. Another thing to try for and tire over and come up a bit short with. How are you doing? It's really silly, right? Sconces probably are French for silly little light fixtures anyway, but that was it for me. Enough to put me on that faraway planet. Until it got sillier still. The lights were in the shape of a little leafy tree limb, with the bulb being that top connecting piece. Another limb coming across with a little bird resting on top. Where have we been thinking about birds recently? Do not be afraid of those who can kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both body and soul in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for a small coin? Yet not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge. Even all the hairs of your head are counted. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. The image of a sparrow can flit us in a few different directions this morning. Think of the humblest of offerings allowed by the law, the one that Joseph and Mary brought into the temple for baby Jesus's presentation, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Sparrows are smaller than even that. Our readings today are filled with a sense of the protection of God while following his ways, of being sent into flight by his assurance of his care especially in times of danger or distress. Lord, in your great love, answer me. We pleaded. We cried out as a psalm response today, fluttering alongside Jeremiah and the apostles. I return to those sconces with their clipped wings, or really their snipped electrical ends, and thought about my life, the way I'm trying to hold certain things together, the way I'm trying to answer that "how are you doing" question. And I giggled a little. There's a special providence in the fall of a sparrow, Hamlet assuringly concludes Shakespeare's great play. No matter what comes of his life, of our little lives, they are held by God. Better even, as is well known, his eyes are on the sparrow, the Baptist tradition passes on to us. The inspiration of that song is particularly touching. Its writer, Sevilla Martin, getting the words straight from a New York couple, one bedridden, one slowly, daily spinning to work on his wheelchair, both filled with some of that unshakable Christian hope. Why? Martin wanted to know. The wife from her bed replied, "His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me." Are not two sparrows sold for a small coin? Do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. God looks out for his little ones, we're reminded today. Looks out for us. With all our stuff, even down to our sparrows and sconces, when we trust in him. His eyes are on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Let's find some bit of that in answering, and even more so in living, how we're doing today.